Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Stone, this can be it's a special one, isn't it?
Hey, Lee, this is going to be a fantastic segment. We have our AIGA Atlanta special, maybe the first of many. So we might have a chance to look forward to that series. But first up on Atlanta Business Radio this morning, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast co-president of the student board with AIGA Atlanta, Miss Kelly Payton, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, Kelly, before we get too far into things, tell us about AIGA. How are you serving folks?
All right. So it used to be referred to as the American Institute of Graphic Arts, but now it's just the professional organization for design to encapsulate more people and more fields. And I got involved with Art Institute of Atlanta, my teacher, Sue Youngblood. She grabbed me in the hallway and she was like, you have to go to this meeting this Saturday. And I didn't ask any questions because I trust her with my heart. So I went on Saturday and it was this really professional, meeting led by a bunch of students. And I was really impressed. And they were just talking about design and they were planning events all around Atlanta for students. And it was just a really cool experience. And so from then on, I've been a part of it. So
then you started as just a member. You joined as a member, mm-hmm. and then you eventually decided to get into a leadership role?
Yes, I first became a co-secretary, where all I had to do was take notes during meetings. But by doing that, I knew everything that was going on, because I wrote down every action item, every event lead, every aspect for everything. I knew it all, and I kept records, really good records of it. And so the next time we had nominations, I was like, okay, I think I'm ready to be president. So I ran, and my co-president and I have been leading together for almost a year. Her name's Leanna Martin. She's not here today, but we've had a really good time kind of leading the board and organizing some really cool events for Atlanta and for the designers in Atlanta. Yeah.
So what are some of the events that you've been involved with?
So the first event that I really got to take lead was the pinup show. And
what's a pinup show?
So I know. Basically you pin stuff up.
Sounds simple.
Yes, I know. And so schools all over reaching outside of Atlanta too. We had some UGA students, I think we had a couple Auburn students. So everybody comes together. We were at Matchstick Branding Company, in Atlanta, and you sign up, you pay like $5 or $10 and you bring pieces of art that you've done at school and you pin it up and you show it off and you get to see what other students are doing.
So a bunch of artists come together and
Absolutely.
Then they just put their stuff up and then everybody can see it.
Absolutely. And as a student, for you to put something you've done in a gallery, you don't get to do that.
Right.
So we're giving people those opportunities as a student. And then the judges we get are in the field to come and look at your work. And for the older generations to see what we're doing now is extremely, extremely cool.
And Matchstick is a great, supporter of the arts.
Absolutely. Yes. They've done great things for us in the past years.
So now, the first time you did that pinup event or any type of event where you show your art, like, because art's personal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you like it, and then you put it up, and now other people are gonna have an opinion.
Yes.
How do you deal with that?
It's really interesting, and it's a lot of support. You kind of nervous as a student to put your stuff
sure.
up, but the reaction that you get, it really confirms how you feel about your work. No one is negative, even if, you know, it's not the most amazing, and you can kind of tell when you put something up next to someone who's a senior.
Right.
But you tried, you put it up, you're still a student, you're still learning. Everything around you is stuff that you can kind of take from. Learn from. And the best part about it is, especially the year that that I was secretary for it, the judges went around and they put sticky notes up on everybody's work of things that they liked and things that you could improve on. And that's one of the great things in our field is it's not what you like and what you don't like. It's what you like and what you can improve on. And there are strengths and weaknesses and opportunities, to grow. And it's just a really supportive community. And that's what that show is all about.
And then that's part of the mission of AIGA is to create this kind of, nurturing environment.
Absolutely.
And community where everybody is supporting each other.
Absolutely. And it's a company, or it's an organization that's all over the United States. And so you can go to pretty much any state and be like, hey, I'm from AIGA, and you've got a group of people there for you. So that's really exciting.
Now, is the purpose of the group for artists that are making art, you know, just art for art's sake, or is this kind of a business too? Like, there are graphic designers that are helping businesses with their look and feel and design elements?
It's way more about design than it is art, although I think the two fields definitely marry. Mm-hmm. If you are a good artist, you can be a really good designer, and the other way around. But it's definitely a business. We combine with other businesses as far as like helping them, and they help us, and we create relationships. Often, especially when we do events, like we have a really great relationship with Matchstick. Mm-hmm. We have a really great relationship with Museum of Design Atlanta, MoDA, because we are so business driven.
And then how do you work with business people? Like, do business people come in and give you, hey, here's a project that we're working on, and give a student a chance to actually do real world stuff? Or
so mainly when, and that's the hard part as a student, is you have to ask for stuff, and that's kind of uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But we get a really good response because people are really excited to help students. But we ask for sponsorships, and then we can kind of show off their brand as they help us.
Right.
And so like Binders Buckhead, we're going to hold from the pinup show, we're going to take some of those winners and do another gallery show to give another opportunity for people to see those pieces. And so Binders is a really great supporter of ours. And so we're going to have that show in March. March 7th is our opening reception, for that show.
So there's events happening year round?
Year round. Yeah.
Now, who'd you bring with you?
So today I have one of the winners of the pinup show, Leah Hale, and the very person who got me involved in AIGA, Sue Youngblood.
All right, so let's get Sue on the mic. Sue, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, especially with Kelly. She's been awesome.
How'd she do in this interview?
She's excellent. She is so well spoken, and just I've watched her grow over the years, and I had her as a student early on at the Art Institute. And then when she got involved in AIGA, she really showed what she's available to do, and just great leader.
Now, tell us about your background a little bit.
Well, I've been in the design world for quite some time. I have been in Atlanta. I worked as a professional designer for a long time. I worked on, actually, this building we're in, North Park. I worked on the environmental graphics. It's a whole Portman. I did a lot of work with Portman mm-hmm. through the companies that I worked with. So I did environmental graphics. I've done print graphics. Got into teaching, have been taught at UGA as an adjunct, taught at Portfolio Center, and then most recently at the Art Institute of Atlanta for a very long time.
And then what's your involvement with AIGA?
Well, I got involved as a student, just like Kelly. That's a great entry into the business world. And I started meeting a lot of people. The Atlanta chapter started in 1988. So I actually joined in 1986 before we had a chapter. The national organization was founded in 1914. So it's been around a long time. And we actually have 75 chapters nationwide. But it really helped me when I first moved to Atlanta, get really plugged into the Atlanta community. And I got involved. We used to have a portfolio show. Mm-hmm. And I got involved in that on a committee, which was really fun to do. And I met more people. Then over time, the student board was started. So that was a great opportunity for students. I sort of watched from the sidelines. Shira Bell, who was the then president of AIGA Atlanta, started it. It's her brainchild. Great thing. It worked for about 2 years. And then because students keep graduating.
They come and they go.
Yeah. And so you sort of like faded out. So we rejuvenated it. And I came on board as education chair. Mm-hmm. At that point in 2009, it was so much fun because as a faculty member, you don't get to recruit like football teams and stuff like that. And I grew up in a sports world. So it was like, wow, I can't recruit my students. But when you go to the student board, you're getting the creme de la creme. You're getting right. great students from all schools. Fun to meet them and get so rejuvenating the student board and restarting it was really, really fun. And I've met lots of great people.
Now, what is kind of the at the heart of why you got involved and why you want to help these students kind of accelerate their career and take this, you know, as art is fun and stuff, but there's a business component to this too, that people have to get paid and do work that has value.
Right.
So how do you kind of help them make that leap, you know, from right. artists to, hey, this is serious business. This is, I got, there's an objective here.
Right. Anytime you have leadership skills, you're going to go further. Mm-hmm. So that's the big advice for students is get plugged in and learn leadership, learn how to run things, learn budgets. And that's what doing events really helps you learn budgets and working with other people, working with volunteers and just a whole variety of personalities. And that's what you're going to find in the business world, all of those elements. So this is sort of a practice run doing that. We're sort of forgiving because we know we're an all volunteer organization, but those opportunities really make a difference for students. And I've heard so many of them come back to me going, thank you so much for getting me involved in this.
Now, is that a challenge for young people that decide to, you know, pursue their art as a career to make that leap from art for art's sake to art that has to solve a problem for a business person? And it may not be exactly your aesthetic, but they're trying to accomplish something?
I think it's, especially like the pinup show, one of the reasons it was started, it becomes really eye-opening because I have a lot of students who are like, they're scared to pin and show off their work and they're lacking that confidence. Mm-hmm. So I say just, you know, show up, bring your piece. You don't have to pin it if you don't want to. And I had more students go, God, I'm so glad I brought a piece versus the ones who didn't bring one and go, oh man, I'm as good as some of those people. So right. it's a confidence builder in that regard. And they sort of start seeing the value of showing their work and learning that more importantly, to talk about their work, because the work doesn't always speak for itself and you have to sell your work and you're selling yourself. You're not only hired for your work, you're hired for who you are as a person. They hire people, not right. pieces of paper that are printed. So that experience of working with other people and showing off who you truly are makes a big difference.
Now, as an educator in this field, how do you coach the student up to kind of fight for what they think is the right design? Because this is such a subjective art. You know, it's not like math. You know, there's an answer that we can all see and agree on. But, you know, a color or a choice from a design element is personal and subjective.
That is an excellent question. What one client might love, another client might hate. So it's all part of their process, learning about design and how to navigate that kind of stuff that happens all the time. So I think when they see on, especially like the pinup show, because they're getting to see work from students from across the Southeast, mostly from Atlanta, but in the Southeast, and they see the different schools. Schools have different approaches sometimes mm-hmm. to the same kind of problem solving. And it helps them see, wow, there's not really just one solution. And sometimes it's not just the solution. It's how you sell that solution and how you convince your client this is the right thing for you. So it can go lots of ways and it gives them the opportunity to experiment with that.
And then when they're transitioning from school to a job, is there help in that regard? Like from this group, can they still stay connected in the group or is this only a student group?
This is the student board is just a portion of AIGA Atlanta. So what's really nice is there is a big void when students graduate. They're all plugged in. They're living in people who live and breathe right. everyday design. They get out. And then they're around engineers, lawyers, or there's other people
right,
out there. Right. So they can come back and stay involved with AIGA, getting in with the programming committee or communications. Communications committee is great because they're learning how to do social media, which is a great skill set to add that they may or may not have had experience in school, but it adds to their arsenal of abilities. So it's a great bridge for them. And a lot of students, especially people who move to Atlanta and they've graduated from somewhere outside of Atlanta, they'll come here going and want to join to get plugged in because this is the best way to do that.
And then it's something you can stay connected to. There's still value as your career kind of is blossoming.
Yeah, they try to sort of the arc of your career at all levels, and there's all levels that you can join and more involvement. There's the national organization, as you get on the Atlanta board, so you can move from the student board onto the Atlanta chapter board, and that's a whole nother level. And then from there, there's a national board. And each of those steps, you just grow. You have no idea how much growth you have till you start getting involved to each of the different levels. And it's like a great opportunity to just keep growing as a person and just develop your skill sets.
Now, is it something that if one of the students move to another city, they can plug in there and then there's going to be kind of a community there waiting for them?
Yep. Very easily. And what's really nice, because the student board, the Atlanta student board, which is the only one of its kind in the nation, because we have such a great collection of schools in this area, which not all cities have that advantage, is we have student board members in San Francisco. We have them in New York City. A lot of them will move from Atlanta.
Right. And then they can be anywhere.
And then I can introduce them going, hey, 5 years ago, our student board president or secretary is now in that city, and I'll try to connect them. Right. So it's a great segue for them.
Well, Kelly, this must be very rewarding for you to be able to put this kind of an event together for Sue, yourself, and
Leah. And Leah Haley.
Hello.
Welcome, Leah. And your involvement with AIGA, what compelled you to get involved?
Well, actually, it was the pinup show that compelled me to get involved.
So you saw there was going to be a pinup show and you're like, hey, how do I get in on this?
No, it was after the pinup show. Well, actually, before that, my mentor, Joe Price, who's a designer in Atlanta, he's on the Atlanta chapter. And he'd been encouraging me to join the student board.
How'd you get a mentor? I want to start.
Well,
there.
Actually, through AIGA, I got a mentor. I wasn't a member of the student board then, but I was an AIGA member.
How does a mentorship work?
Well, AIGA has this really awesome mentorship program where it starts in November. You sign up and you tell the chapter a little bit about yourself and why you want to mentor and what you want to learn. And then they match you up with someone. And I think the reason they matched me up with Joe, other than me just really lucking out because he's amazing, is that
Joe is somebody in the business community.
Joe Price is a designer in Atlanta who is great. And I had said that I wanted to learn about typography because typography was one of those things that just wasn't really clicking early on. Mm-hmm. And so when I got Joe, I realized that he loves typography. And I think that was the reason I was paired up with him. But aside from that, he's just a great mentor and a great person. But he's on the Atlanta chapter and he'd been telling me, you should really be on that student board. And after I went to the pinup show and I interacted with some of the people who were on the student board and met Sue really quickly and Kelly was the MC and everyone was great and nice. And they put together this massive event. The pinup show was much bigger and more impressive than I could have imagined.
And did you pin things up?
I did, yeah.
And she won.
Yeah,
big time.
So now, how did you choose what to put up there?
Good question. I pinned up one.
How many things were you choosing from? Like how many items had you?
Dozens.
So you had dozens of things, and how many were you going to pin up?
Three.
So is that what you were allowed to pin up, or
yes.
You could have put as much?
Universe.
So you were shooting for three items. So
yes.
What was kind of your thought process of, okay, this makes it for sure. This may be like, how did you kind of decide?
I pinned up the things that had gotten the best response from my teachers and classmates and also the things that were closest to my heart. So the thing that I pinned up that won was a very bizarre push-up pops project. And it's called Elevation Pops, and it's kind of a cult themed popsicle project, which is super novelty, super like, some people who saw it were like, what is this? Who would buy this? What is it? But it's something that I really got into, and it got a good response from my classmates and my teachers. So that was a definite go. And then I picked a couple other things that I just really liked.
So did you pick anything that's like, I really like this. Nobody else likes this, but I'm putting this up there because it's really.
Actually, yes. One of the things I pinned up was a book cover series that I had made with paper. And it was a long, arduous process to make it. And that one was just one that I loved because of the amount of time that I spent on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's necessarily been everyone's favorite, but yeah, I do love that project. So that's why I picked that one.
Now, Sue, that's a challenge, right? Because the people, the artist kind of falls in love with some of their work and that once they're proud of it. And sometimes that's what you should be showing, right? That this is me. I'm showing you a piece of me. And it's not for everybody, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think so. And like Sue was saying, part of the process is convincing people or selling people on why something is good. Because you might not realize you like something until someone explains to you why they like it. At least that happens with me all the time. Someone will tell me why they made something, what kind of thought went into it, and then I'll start to like it too.
So now when you were younger, did you always want to aim kind of at design? Was that your background?
Well, it's not my background, but I did want to be a designer from the time I was in high school. And I was kind of talked out of going into graphic design, but I was an architecture major at first, which is kind of in the same vein.
Adjacent,
but also I realized early on that in architecture, you're not just designing a building, you're also kind of making sure that it stands up.
Right. A lot of responsibility.
There's like physics and there's math and a lot of responsibility and wiring and all the things that are inside a building. And so I realized within a year that that wasn't for me and I became an English major instead. So that was my background.
So that's the other side of the brain.
Yeah. I mean, they're both creative and it was the creative writing that I really liked. So in some ways, those go hand in hand. And part of what I really liked about the Elevation Pops project was, the copywriting in it that I did. And I think that English background, kind of came into play in that because there was a lot of copy in that project. And that was part of what I got really into. So I think they do go hand in hand.
So, how are you aiming your career? Like, what do you want to do after you graduate?
That's a good question because there's not one specific thing that I want to do. Like, I don't want to just design websites or just do logos. What I really want is to work for and with people who do great work and whose work really resonates with me. So there are a lot of branding places in Atlanta, like Matchstick does amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
Utoka does amazing work. And there are a lot of places that do a lot of different kinds of executions. But what I really want is just to work at a place that, that has really thoughtful conceptual work.
And then, you mentioned Joe as your mentor. Are mm-hmm. there other favorites here in Atlanta that you've kind of run across?
Yes. My favorite designer in Atlanta is named Bart Sasso. He runs a branding and identity company called Sasso & Company. And he does a lot of restaurants around Atlanta, like Ticonderoga Club. He does all of the beer cans for Wild Heaven Beer, Tip Top Cocktails, and everything he does is really thoughtful and really... there are a lot of details. You can tell that every detail was lovingly chosen, and I just love his work.
So now, Kelly, now that we've talked to Sue and Leah, how do you see kind of your roles kind of, you're wrapping up, right? You're graduating soon, so
yes.
You're no longer going to be the co-president.
I know.
What happens next for Kelly Payton?
Right. So I definitely want to leave a legacy as I leave the student board. A few things that I'd like to leave them with is definitely an organized Google Drive. sounds silly, but it's so important. Being organized and record keeping, because I want to leave the next generation or the next student board with a really good feasible means to do everything that I did and more.
So some foundational things
yes.
that are going to help make their job easier.
Absolutely. All the contacts that we had to reach out for sponsorships. Oh man, that wasn't my job, but I worked alongside with someone and you reach out to so many people because you do get a lot of no's, but the yeses make it happen.
Sure. And then for you as part of AIGA, have you seen this as a benefit? Do you recommend students? This is kind of a must.
Oh my gosh.
Do
this
thing.
Is a
if
must.
If you're in this kind of community, you should be joining AIGA.
I don't think that I would have the same. The people that I've met, I would have never met. The opportunities that I've had, I would have never had.
it's the most incredible thing that has ever happened to me as a student, and I'm so, so grateful that I've been a part of AIGA.
So if you went through the kind of the student process and didn't participate, this would have been a missed opportunity. You think
absolutely.
This takes your kind of student career to another level when you're involved.
100%. My dad and I were talking last night, actually, about the fact that I'm a good leader. And I was like, I am only a good leader because of AIGA. He was like, you're really good at delegating. And I was like, after every single meeting that we have, you write out action items. You learn these skills of how to delegate and how to communicate. And if someone is having trouble with those action items, they reach out and you help them complete them. So I've learned a lot of that. So it's been amazing.
And then if somebody wants to get involved with AIGA, is there a website?
Atlanta.aiga.org. And just go to student board, or if you want to reach out to me, kcpayton1@gmail.com. You can totally ask me anything and I will get you involved as soon as possible.
And then what kind of sponsors are you looking for? And like, what's a profile of a sponsor?
So Matchstick is a huge sponsor, Binders, Buckhead, any art supplies store or any branding companies or,
Why should they do it? What's in it for them?
So the people using their stuff is everybody that we talk to. Everybody that comes to our events needs all of the supplies that these stores are offering. Mm-hmm. And the branding companies are the people that, like, we have the people that they would hire, for sure. So getting their name out is
really
important.
So this is a great
way
to put them in front of the talent that they're going to need
Absolutely.
To grow their business.
Absolutely. So it's extremely mutually beneficial.
And then you mentioned Matchstick a couple times. They have been a super fan of the group and your
For sure. They have a really cool space, and right. so they've allowed us to have our events there. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, thank you all so much for sharing your story.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.